Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And it's Jumanji Part 2. Do-to-do-to-do. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. I gotta say it again. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's still May 20th. Is it 20? Yep, May 20th, 2020. I had to think again because the day is still starting and I just felt like it was another day. Whoo, that's how much is happening. So let's get into this. Not hearing too much about this, but it's been rumored for a few weeks now. And this is coming from the Daily Express. World, mysterious new coronavirus outbreak hits China. 108 million now back into lockdown. China has increased fears of a second wave of the deadly coronavirus infections after two cities were placed under lockdown. This article was written by Luke Hawker on May 19, 2020 at 7:02 p.m. I'm going to play the video first. We're going to watch it for the first time together. Well, you're listening, but I'm watching and listening for you. Let's go. Okay, that's it. I thought it was going to be talking, but hey, I told you it was my first time watching it. It's basically showing the lockdown and them setting up drive-through testing sites. And it's really rinky looking, but I guess at this point, they just are trying to control it. But, you know, before I get into this article, myself and quite a few others, when China first reopened, such as like Agenda Free TV, Steve Lookner, Lisa Cabrera, True Royal, Big Judah, Hassan, he's on a YouTuber, a lot of people felt that China was opening way too soon for the amount of viral infections that they had. But again, this is all about money. They had to get their economy up again, and now look at what's happening. 108 million people back under quarantine. So here's the article, some more of it. Chinese officials have imposed quarantine restrictions on two cities in the province of Jilin, located in northeast China. Jilin is part of a wider province located in the Dongbai region, which is home to more than 100 million residents. The threat level in the area has been raised to high risk by health authorities. Health officials have identified two emergency hospitals to treat the suspected spike in COVID-19 infections. Around 40,000 residents in the cities of Jilin and Shulan have been tested for coronavirus after officials were alerted to a possible new outbreak. In Jilin, authorities stopped all major transport links to and from neighboring cities until further notice. In Shulan, all villages and residential compounds were sealed off after a similar outbreak of COVID-19 cases last week. The city quarantined 8,000 residents after 18 cases were detected since May 7. Residents are only permitted to leave their homes for essential reasons in a two-hour slot every other day. Schools, public places, and public transport were forced to close. In the past 24 hours, the Jilin Health Authority reported 5 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Jilin, located near to the eastern borders with Russia and North Korea. On Monday, the National Health Commission said there have been 6 new cases of the deadly virus in China, including 1 in the city of Wuhan, which is widely thought to be the origin of the disease. The NHC said 3 of the 6 new cases were imported. The imported cases were all in the northern Chinese region of Inner Mongolia to the west of Jilin. The total number of coronavirus infections in China currently stands at 82,960, with the death toll at 4,634. China continues to be at the center of a worldwide storm after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to permanently halt funding for the World Health Organization, WHO. Mr. Trump suspended U.S. contributions to the WHO last month and accused the organization of promoting Chinese disinformation about the coronavirus, something the WHO and China denies. Mr. Trump said in a letter to the WHO chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the only way forward for the WHO was for it to demonstrate independence from China. The U.S. president said if the WHO does not commit to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days, I will make my temporary freeze of the United States funding to the WHO permanent and reconsider our membership. In 2019, the U.S. contributed more than $400 million to the WHO, or about 15% of its budget. China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said the U.S. leadership's open letter is filled with phrases of suggestions, maybes, and potentialities, and is trying to mislead the public through this specious method to achieve the goal of smearing and slandering China's efforts in epidemic prevention and to shift responsibility in its own incompetence to handling the epidemic. Jeez, oh Pete, it's really getting hot and heavy with China in the U.S., okay? It is not a game. I wonder if there's any more on this. Let's see. China, second wave of virus. Recent one was 6 hours ago. Let's see. This is from AS. Is China suffering a second wave of coronavirus? China reported 5 new cases of COVID-19 infections on Tuesday and 6 on Monday. The government has enforced strict measures to curb a new outbreak. China has placed several cities in the northeastern provinces of Jilin, Liaoning, and Liaoning under strict lockdown after fresh outbreaks of coronavirus during the past week. The city of Shulan, with a population of around 700,000, situated about 400 kilometers from Vladivostok to the east and about the same distance to the North Korea border, has been sealed off. China had appeared to be over the worst of the coronavirus crisis. Meanwhile, Wuhan, which accounted for more than 80% of the country's confirmed 4,638 deaths from COVID-19, has been relatively free of the virus since the end of April. Shulan was closed on Monday to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus following new cases, which authorities believed are mostly imported from neighboring Russia by returning workers. By Tuesday, a cluster of 34 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Jilin province and adjacent province Liaoning. Authorities have moved to contain the new outbreak, placing over 100,000 citizens under rigid quarantine. Public transport has been stopped, schools are closed, and one person only from each household is allowed to go out every 2 days to buy essentials such as food, cleaning products, and medicine. Entry to stores is only permitted by QR code on smartphone health code apps, which can confirm that customers, all of whom must have been tested for COVID-19, are not carrying the virus. Similar restrictions were put in place across most of China at the end of January, just before New Year, and unlike some parts of Europe, stay-at-home orders were obediently observed. It shows how terrified China is of a second wave of infections and of how fearful its citizens are of protecting their own families. Politically, socially, and economically, China can ill afford a second wave of COVID-19 infections, as Xi Jinping's government know only too well. China, this is a tweet from China Xinhua News, or at XH News. China has reported 1,622 imported COVID-19 cases since pandemic declaration. And that was as of May 19th. Four COVID-19 deaths in China this week. Yesterday, China recorded 5 new coronavirus cases, down from 6 on Monday. 4 of the new cases were local transmissions, and 1 was an imported case, a traveler from Inner Mongolia. The total number of COVID-19 infections in China as of Wednesday morning stands at 84,063, while the death toll rose by 4 during the past couple of days to 4,638. They're still lower than the 1 million cases we had. It's probably over 2 million now. Let me check. Let's check. The local, the tracker for coronavirus dashboard. So in the whole world, there are 5,042,080 cases active with, there have been 5,042,080 cases of coronavirus. There are 45,426 people in the globe that are in critical condition. 327,235 people have passed away. 2,720,926 active cases, and 1,995,046 recoveries. The United States is still leading with 1,578,748 total coronavirus cases and 94,110 deaths. Texas has risen to 50,758 total cases with 1,402 recorded deaths. That number in Texas is really rising. I remember when they were like number 11, and now they are literally number 8. And Florida is close behind with 47,471 cases, 2,096 deaths. Damn, Florida. Well, we're gonna see how this goes. We've already been told that there's going to be a second wave. The first wave isn't over, and they're already talking about the second wave, and they're reopening all the country, even if it is at 25%, then 50, blah blah blah. It's not like they're really following the guideline to reopen. The cases aren't going down, they're going up, and they're going up because they took so long to test everybody. So of course it's spreading. And then you have these imbeciles who are going out into large groups of people partying. Everyone has said, fuck this disease, there is no virus. Mask off, effing mask off type situation. And I mean, that's on you. But we're gonna see. I mean, we're literally in the midst of global disasters everywhere, volcanoes, volcanic eruptions, windstorms, sandstorms, hailstorms, snowstorms, cyclones, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, flooding, catastrophic flooding, hunger. The crops are being destroyed. If you don't think the crops are not getting the love they need, you're mistaken. There is going to be food shortages. There already are. Just going to wait until seeing is believing. And mind you, just because this first wave, you would have thought people would have been humble and been like, yes, we bypassed it being a complete and utter hellhole. It's just as bad. It's still awful. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. It's more people than 9/11 died. It's more people than several world wars together have died. And yet, no one believes it's real. Everyone has bit the bullet of thinking this is some transactional deference to reality and your leg is being pulled. No, there's a virus, honey. There is a virus. And the game to me that I see, I mean, it's not enough people that died. So, of course, we're going to open the country. We're going to let you go out, catch the more people that catch it, the higher the level goes to have it mutate, to have it become more deadly. Then more people die, more people get sick. And then we have not come upon flu season. So imagine COVID-19 and the flu times two. And I already have said, I believe this virus and several other people. There's an interview with a nurse from New Orleans. She also said the same thing. Beyond October last year, this was out. China lied. I said this, China lied. We know China lies. Everyone's acting so differentially unable to understand, but that's the way their government has always been, will always be, and will forever continue on to do. They hide information, they let out what they want, and when they couldn't contain it anymore and hide it anymore, it had to be medialized. I made that word up. So what we saw was probably already the second wave. They're probably on their third wave. We don't know how many people died. We know the CO2 levels from the cremations had China's sky black. The point is, we didn't have to get to this point, but I'm afraid we probably will, because no one took it seriously. Not enough people took it seriously. The people who make a difference and can manipulate thought and feelings and emotional gravity in the country did not take it seriously enough. And now everyone's doing the blame game. Oh, China. Ask China. Oh, the U.S. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, this. Oh, that. While the people are suffering. Just go in your mind and go ahead and imagine what things can go wrong when you have no money, you have no jobs, you have no food, you have no water. People are sick, people are dying. Disasters here, disasters there, disasters all around and everywhere. How that culminates to one big event. Chaos. And out of chaos, order. What's the bigger picture here? Oh my goodness. If China's having their second wave now, if they're starting to see that, those little pop-ups, those little spring-ups, they haven't even gotten cold again. When it gets cold, it is gonna be bad, everybody. And we're gonna see if heat really kills coronavirus, as the president said. All these gurus and scientists that didn't go to science school and have all these bright ideas, when the scientists are literally telling us, no, you do this too soon, more people are going to get it and it's not going to be able to be contained, and then you have to worry about the second and the third wave and the pop-ups and the spring-ups and winter, the coldest winter. All right, I'm done ranting. I'm done ranting. I'm probably not done, but I don't really feel like getting upset about the indifference, the petty brigade with the mask and the political rigmarole and the bureaucracy and the red tape. Me seeing people suffer really takes a toll on me. I don't like to see it. I don't like to see people hungry and scared and without, or sick or dying or dead or mourning. But yet people still think this is a game. This is a Maria Day weekend kind of. my chin wants to go swimming. Oh, open up the pools. I don't want to wear a mask. You're infringing on my rights. I need a haircut. Open the salons. Open the gyms. Open, 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 open. Who cares? It's not true. It's a social construct. It's socialist. It's communism. It's tyranny. Anarchy. Liberal snowflakes. And all that, I gotta say, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Off the wall. Go get me a bowl. Oh, hot dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. We're in trouble, we ain't got no laws. And then you have the murdering, the killing, and the assault and the battery and domestic violence is up and suicides are going up and people are worried and people are scared and people are crying and people are in despair. People are believing in a dream and it's not reality. Oh, it's gonna get back to normal. Meanwhile, they're feeding the economy to make it float. If you gotta float, baby, you need a boat. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what else I could possibly tell you. Every man for himself, it seems. People get ready. Something is coming. Soon we'll be gone. I don't see what there is to celebrate. I don't know how people are going on. Let's do a Mario Day. We're on a barbecue. I'm going to zittle zaddle and zada zoo. I want to go here. I'm going to the beach, bitch. If you scared, stay home. I see that a lot. If you scared, stay home. I'm living my best life. Well, you can't live your best life if you're not here anymore. Can't live your best life with the guilt of you bringing a virus because you were asymptomatic to someone who couldn't handle it. And now they're gone. And it's all your fault. But you're living your best life. You're not going back and forth with us, bitches. So selfish this country is. You know, the whole world is looking at us, pointing fingers, shaking their head, throwing their neck back. Like, what the? Our scabs and our wounds are open. Everyone can see how this country really is. Nobody feels some kind of way that every other country has made sure that at least their citizens can buy food and maintain while they're in quarantine, and ours has to keep going back and forth debating about who, why you poor folk need the money, why you people without a job, you ingrates, need more money. Get off, and you got people saying, get off your ass and go back to work. Well, what sense does it make to open willy-nilly, go back to work and be out here, whether it's 25%, 1,000%, whatever percent, it ain't 0%, so you're open. And let's just say, the sun doesn't kill the virus as they thought and the way that they thought it. And more people get in, and it spreads, and it doesn't stop spreading, but everyone's asymptomatic to the strain of the summer that doesn't activate until the winter, and boom, coldest winter ever. Sometimes it's not even about, it's about using your sense of mind to follow the lines, people. All that I can say, do 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 do.
All that I can say.
Well, you know, do what you want. It's that kind of country. It's that kind of world. Do as thou wilt. Y'all better hope China ain't having a second wave, because that's going to mean something for you. Look at our stats. It's like we're literally living a movie out in this reality. Jumanji. I'm just waiting for them to say release the Kraken. I wonder if that's going to be next. Well, y'all, I might be back. Depends on what all I see and I can catch and do in the amount of time where I can still do my duties. And, you know, I always wish that everyone be at peace. But I also think that it's important that I tell and admonish you all, pay attention. Just because they say it's open, look a little deeper. Who's going to be spending the money? You. What's the... to keep it going, to keep the economy up, regardless. Vaccine or no vaccine, virus or no virus, we're back. Who said that? Godspeed, everyone. And you're listening to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear.